Well, good morning. It is 6:21 a.m. on Wednesday, February 8th, 2023. 38 degrees, which is 3.3 degrees Celsius. Still above freezing. I'm okay with that. 94% humidity. As I commence my stroll down 11th Street in the Pearl District of Portland, Oregon. Welcome to the Pearlcast, y'all. A much gentler, quieter morning. The universe is taking pity, having mercy upon my psyche. Not a whole lot grabbing my attention during the marination period. Yay. No big hair dude on the north-south train this morning. Maybe he's on the B line. That's coming up. I'll check. Because he's a touchstone, right? Him and the little old lady that clearly is coming back from work or maybe coming from the grocery store, but she's always blowing through about that time. So, little things you reach out to and touch with your brain as you go through the day. Crows are roosting. Nope. No big hair dude on the B-line either. And then you wonder, so where is he? Did he oversleep? Is he not feeling well? Maybe he's got a day off. Who knows? Why does big hair dude command so much attention in my brain? Why does he take up so much rent-free space in my psyche? Ain't no thing. It's just something your brain twigs on. My brain, sorry, not yours, mine. Your brain's going, geez, Dave, let it go. Nope, sorry, don't do that. Let it go. That's cute. Good morning. Let it go. That's adorable. You clearly don't know me. Eventually. That's the tide of time working its way upon us, right? Things that you're fixated on, things that you're confident will last forever. I love this song. I will always love this song. Yeah, maybe not. Although there are songs that you do grab onto, and there might be an ebb and flow in your position of said song in your playlist, but every time that song rolls up, it's like, yes, love that song. So, while there is an ebb and flow, there's also, with time, just as time wears things away, time also builds things up. Things that take root and become strong because they stand the test of time in your brain. Brain tides. Here we go. Yesterday evening, I attended a presentation by the Science on Tap organization. They do science discussions, conversations, presentations all around Portland, usually at a place that has liquor, or at least beer. hence the on tap. They even have pint glasses as part of their merch. So we've combined science and drinking. You go, Portland. You go. But the presentation was the science of human attachment, adult attachment. And it's this theory, psychological theory model advanced by, oh God, what was his name? Dr. Bowdley, B-O-W-D-L-Y. He started it, and then Mary somebody advanced it and did the first serious delvings into its viability as a theory. And like all psychological models, there's broad categories defined by specific characteristics. And interesting. I need to take a picture of that.
Hey, oh God.
Right?
That's new.
That has never been there before. It's like, no, I gotta take a picture of that. That ain't right. I assume it's a band. Right? The alternative is disturbing.
A little bit.
You too. Somebody very elegant font has scrawled the word riot cop on this place where I always tink for Powell's. So it's like, whoa, that's something new and exciting. Okay, pick took Powell's. It's the new things that make life interesting. It's the surprises that keep the spice spicy. Warning. So, let's see. Adult attachment. And they identified four basic elements of human attachment, adult attachment, relationships, friendships, connections. And like I say, it's all very compartmentalized and characterized and criteriaed and all of this stuff. But the presenter did acknowledge that it all does exist on a spectrum. Rarely are we monolithically one thing or another. And while there is a bit of ebb and flow through our lives, apparently it takes like 4 years, according to the studies, to change your attachment type. Your attachment vector, I guess. I don't know what they called it. They called it something, I forget. But there's secure, anxious, avoidant, and disorganized. And I went with one of Muse's partners and one of his partners. I actually found out about it through her. She were friends on Facebook, and Facebook showed that she had expressed interest in this presentation. I looked at it, I was like, yeah, that sounds interesting. So I went. So Facebook marketing works as far as that goes, the social engine. And we're all sitting there watching this, and after the presentation was over, it was like, well, that hit a little close to home. I'm in this presentation and I don't like it. A couple of stats really kind of jumped out. One, apparently, at least with some of the vectors, and they didn't go into details about this, but like 45% of genetics plays a role in your placement on the spectrum 45% of the time, that they've noticed certain genetic correlations between having this type of adult attachment model and your DNA. So part of it's in your chemistry. The other intriguing observation is that it takes about 4 years to change your relationship, your attachment type. And oh, and the other stat that absolutely knocked me out was the fact that according to statistics, according to the studies, that 50% of the world has secure adult attachments. And secure being the healthy, respectful, balanced human attachments. 50% identify as secure, and I leaned over to the guy I was with and I said, they're lying. They lied on the survey. Because, I don't know, maybe it's because I fall squarely in the anxious, disorganized vector of adult attachment, that I just can't believe the rest of the world, half the world, is better than that. Not better than that, is healthier than that. Ooh, Freudian slip, Dave. Better than that. Implying that one is worse than the other. Oh, judgment. Yes, I can self-analyze. I hear my own self-talk. So, it was interesting. It was intriguing. And it was talking about how from the ages of 18 months to 3 years is where the real root, the foundation of those attachment vectors take root. It continues throughout all of your childhood, but those 18 months to 3 years is where the real groundwork is set, and the rest is nuanced. So it's a very interesting evening, and you can't help but, you know, not only look at yourself when they're listing all of the characteristics, like, yeah, I do that. Ooh, yeah, I do that. I do that. Okay, I do that. And yeah, they've got the list of characteristics from secure, anxious, avoidant, and disorganized. And it's like, okay, I got a couple there. Ooh, way too many here. Ooh, some there too. I'm all over the place. So, work to be done. And the sovereign, lots of suggestions on how to redirect your energies in a more healthier pattern. Predominantly, it was get therapy and be okay with yourself. Be nice to yourself. Be good to yourself. Good advice. Good advice. But it's a very cool theater too. It was at the Keegan Theater in Vancouver. So, been making several trips into Vancouver of late. My circle of engagement has been broadening recently, which is kind of cool. So yeah. I'm back at Jameson Square, so I guess that's it. I guess that's our chat for the day. Coffee. The day is Wednesday. The day is hump day. The tipping point, the balancing edge of the week as we tip gracefully from the beginning of the week to the end of the week. And yet another opportunity to pivot, to adjust. If you feel the need to adjust, you don't have to. Constantly harping on that. Monday, new opportunities. Wednesday, new opportunities, change, change. Kind of tells you where my brain's at. If you want to know somebody's mental state, look at what they're telling everybody else to do. Look at what they're advocating is healthy behavior. And do not think for a second that they actually have that behavior, because 9 times out of 10, they're talking to themselves. It's all like this walk. I say you, I mean me. So, yeah, there's been a lot of self-therapy going on this walk, huh? Anyway, have a fabulous Wednesday. I hope your brain tides wash some lovely conceptual detritus upon your cerebral shores. Ooh, God, write this down. This is gold. And wherever it goes down, while the brain tides are ebbing and flowing, don't forget to create. Like Zig says, despite everything, create. I feel like I'm flogging a dead horse. Well, it is kind of like the wrap-up to this whole not a podcast podcast. So, but despite everything, create. Make something. Add to the world. Be a participating member of the cycle of existence. And there's a daffodil sitting in this pot that I always set my cup down as I'm saying goodbye to you all. But there's no way there was a daffodil growing in there. So somebody put that daffodil in that pot. See? Mysteries. Questions. I don't understand. But I will say that you gotta love it. And you gotta love it fearlessly. Trust in the universe. Trust in your life. Trust in your own brain. Trust in something that when you invest your heart in something, you're gonna be okay. May not feel like it sometimes, but you can't go wrong. You can't go wrong. So create, love, and I'll do the same. And I will talk to you soon.